They're called cyberpunk. That's the way they describe themselves. And it shows. We talked with one of the DJs, one of the musicians. He's also a DJ over at Fetish Night X. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be featuring an interview with him, an interview with Mr. Dark, several of the people that make and have made in past Sin City what it is here in Vancouver, one of the best parties in town. And gives a lot to charity as well. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
really great.
So the song you just heard is called Prozac Nation. In the background right now, we have Last Days playing. And in a few minutes, we're wrapping up Queer FM right now. But we're entering our fourth hour of Queer FM. This one is Queer FM Arts Extra. Extra.
And we did the entire show from Fetish Night X. So we'll give it a little intro, then play the file, and we get to hang out. So thank you for joining us here on Queer FM. My name is Aiden Saint.
And this is Justin Saint.
Oh, and by the way, yeah, I'm still not sorry.
All right, so... And that's a wrap for this week. See you next week, or, well, see you on Tuesday. Our regular show for Queer FM Arts Extra is happening this Tuesday at 9:30 in the morning. So, yep, see you then.
Guys like yourself?
Did you know that the friendly neighborhood guys at Health Initiative for Men do more than just hand out condoms? Working with gay guys in your community, HIMSS volunteers, nurses, and staff bring awareness to all aspects of gay men's health.
They also offer fitness and yoga classes, counseling and peer support, and even STI and rapid HIV testing through their sexual health center.
Check him out online for more information at www.checkhimout.ca. They're here to help you make the most out of your life.
It's Queer FM Arts Extra. My name's Aiden Saint.
And this is Justin Saint.
And we're here just doing the Sunday night two-step. We wanted to make sure we got this on the air. It's our on-the-scenes interview from
Fetish Night X.
Indeed. We had a great time. It was their inaugural party, and lots of fantastic paintings. They gave money away to charity. It was really a great night.
Yes.
And, we had a fantastic time. It was kind of amazing how much the two men who used to run Sin City had depended on one another for, you know, the various things that they supplied and so on and so forth. It's like, oh, right, we have to get that. Mr. Dark is a fantastic promoter and really a great costume creature creator. Really fantastic.
If anyone saw us at the Pride Parade this year, that big circus tent that you saw behind me and Aiden is all Mr. Dark's doing.
Oh, yeah. Only Mr. Dark would come up with a 5-ton truck that he camouflages with a circus tent. It was pretty outstanding, really. At Queer FM, we went around that weekend. We went to the Fillmore Family Reunion and then bounced over to Fetish Night X, and I believe had another event somewhere in that weekend as well. So the entire weekend, all of our broadcasts were done on location. This particular broadcast was done, and we had a problem with some of our facilities, so we weren't able to air it on Tuesday morning, so here it is just for you. Now, we have just a couple of minutes, and we're going to kick into an hour of this. I just wanted to ask Justin, what was your favorite costume of Fetish Night X's inaugural party?
Well, I was watching The Door. Yes, I got hired by Mr. Dark to be his new door girl. So I did actually manage to see everyone come in. I have to say, props to the guy who showed up in a Darth Vader outfit.
Well, we did get an interview with the Dark Lord of the Sith himself. In fact, Mr. Dark did mention him specifically. There was a man who came in a Darth Vader costume with an oversized helmet. Now, it would have been more funny had he actually done the dark helmet from Spaceballs. That would have been more funny, I think.
But you know,
guy was, what, 6'5", 6'6"?
He was pretty tall. And you know, there were a couple of standout costumes as well. But the thing is with Sin City Fetish Night X now, a lot of the costumes, they're kind of, you know, this variations on the theme is the same thing over and over again. But someone showing up in a Darth Vader costume, that was this, you know, new, not so fresh, but hey, it was out there and it worked. So why the hell not?
Well, it was pretty fantastic. So we're going to go ahead and play this. This is Queer FM Arts Extra. My name is Aiden Saint.
And this is Justin Saint.
And we're here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. She is actually not a regular on Queer FM Arts Extra. Her alter ego is a regular on Queer FM Arts Extra. We have Sienna Blaze in full blaze glory here after a rather successful first appearance here at Fetish Night X. Sienna Blaze.
Hi.
Now, we have a previous interview with Sienna Blaze that we're going to be interviewing or airing on this episode, but we wanted to say hello and say you were fantastic.
Thank you. It was totally fun, honestly. It was a different crowd, and I loved it.
What was it like? I mean, because normally you're, you know, at Celebrities, or you're at The Junction, or you're at one of the other clubs where it's more the LGBTQ community, mostly boys. What was this like?
It was different, you know, like seeing different people in a different genre and everything. Something that I have had in the back closet. It was totally fine. It was absolutely fine. I had a blast. Everyone was totally respectful. Everyone enjoyed the performance, and I'm still getting compliments as is.
Well, it was, you got quite a rousing applause and lots of love. So what do you think? It's branching out to maybe some fetish things here, other things in the city?
It's already been in the back pocket, so yeah, definitely.
Always got something in her back pocket. All right, we're going to step aside for a second. This is and was Sienna Blaze, and we're going to get on with some other interviews and things. Oh, my goodness, so many people here. It's Aiden Saints, Queer FM Arts Extra.
This upscale pub, featuring lots of dark wood, a cool bar with your favorite ales on tap, and friendly servers, is a great place to hang with friends or to, maybe, make a new one. If you've only got time to stop in for a quick lunch, you'll be happy to see the menu featuring standard pub fare at reasonable prices. Sit inside or head out to the covered patio to indulge in one of the best things about Davy Street: cruising. Or, for you shy types, people watching.
The Fountainhead Pub at 1025 Davy Street. Open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight.
Or drop by from Friday to Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Cheers.
Hey, it's Aiden Saint. I'm here at Fetish Night X. It's the first Fetish Night X ever, and of course, Mr. Dark is throwing people at me, quite literally. So I have these two fantastically attired and very, very attractive people who have a lot of rubber on. There's some blue superhero rubber here, and we have... I think we'll let her describe this outfit. It's pretty cool.
I'm Zan Hempel. I've started Hypershine with James, my boyfriend.
And I am James Montgomery, who I started my business with Zan, my girlfriend.
Fantastic. So tell me about these outfits, because you look like a superhero.
Oh, thank you very much. Well,
basically,
I actually am. Just yeah. But a few years ago, Zan and I, we decided to start kind of making our own stuff, our own rubberware. We've been into like latex and fetishwear for a long time, and there was so much choice in the market, but we kind of had our own ideas. We kind of wanted to do things that catered specifically to fetish clubs, as opposed to a lot of the stuff that maybe caters towards just the bedroom or that goes towards a kind of high fashion end. So yeah, so we've just been developing it over the past 2 years and trying talk our blabber on the internet and all this kind of such. So yeah,
impress people wherever possible, basically.
Well, undressing people whenever possible is a very noble virtue.
Yeah.
I was checking this out because I used to wear some of this as a model when I was in my 20s and a lot thinner. But I was actually, the first thing I did was checked out the seams. And amazing work.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, well...
We're always really self-conscious about seams because they're so important. If you've got bad seams, then, you're basically going to wind up naked in public, which is very important.
Which happened. It happened a few times, winding up naked in public when the first few days we started making this stuff, we got a bit too adventurous, which is good, I guess, to kind of...
It's a good way to start.
Yeah.
Start off with a bang, and bang, there's your ass. Like.
So, it was actually at Sin City maybe 2 years ago when we started, and I was bolting up some stairs, bit too much alcohol, and then I split a seam, which I should have spent more care on.
Was it a strategic seam, or was it just a boring seam?
It was a majorly structurally important seam.
It was a crotch seam.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew it. I'm a bit of a crotch hound, so I understand this. I'm curious as to where you started. Most people start with shirts. Where did you start? What were the first designs that you came up with?
We might have actually, we each did one thing. James did a tank top.
Yeah, which tends to be the norm.
Which tends to be the norm for good reason. They're a two-piece piece. They are a two-piece pattern, fairly simple to put together. You've got one long straight seam, and then another one.
Well, and tank tops, I mean, even being relatively simple clothing, if you don't do them right, they bunch up, they look really terrible, or you have a catastrophic, what's the term we use?
Malfunction. Wardrobe malfunction.
Yes. Now I'm curious, so now it appears that it looks like a wrestling singlet, that's the basic design that you have. And it looks like a superhero pattern on the front.
Yeah, we're trying to do a lot of stuff with appliques and just kind of layering latex.
It was kind of a graphic experiment, this one, for sure. Like, we've got this amazing blue, like this we got from Kink Engineering in Toronto. They do some awesome colors, and it was just so superhero. We had to do a bodysuit.
Yeah.
Well, very successful. It looks fantastic. And you're wearing, it looks like a kind of a fetishy dominatrix black and red thing, and those look like a horse bit that you have.
Horse bit around my tummy. One of our favorite things to do with latex, which took us a long time to build up to, because it's layering latex. The reason it takes a long time is because in order to layer latex, you have to have a lot of it. So I've got a one piece on my top that comes down between my tits and wraps around into a harness around my waist, which goes over top of a tank top, over top of a skirt with a belt, and then another belt, because hey, we like layers, right?
Well, it's fantastic, and of course I've actually was, as I said, a model for some of this, and they did some experiments that they had to had me try, and I had one actually catastrophically fail on a stage. It was not a lot of fun.
On stage? Oh no.
Yeah, it was not a lot of fun. It was it wasn't that embarrassing. I mean, you know, been naked before, but not in front of that many people.
At least it wasn't you that made it.
No, it was not.
More embarrassing for them.
So tell me, if someone wants to, these are really, really fantastic designs and outfits. So not only just the design, but the actual implementation of the design. If someone wants to check out your catalog or wants to buy something, or commission something, because a lot of people want something special, how do they see, do you have a website, how do they contact you?
Yeah, we have, you can go to hypershinelatex.com, and that's our basic catalog website that we've just kind of launched, but we'll be updating it a lot, coming to the end of 2011.
We have a promo video from just a few months ago, filmed in winter. That was really, really cold, but it turned out very, very well.
Yeah, so that's on our website as well, and you can go into... Yeah, you just go on our website. You can get a link to our store there. You can also find us on FetLife. Just search Hypershine and say hello. And yeah, or you can...
HypershineLatex.com. Fantastic. And one more time, I'm speaking with...
James Montgomery.
Zan Hanville.
And you look fabulous, darlings, both of you. Oh, my goodness. Well, this is Aiden Saint. I'm here at Fetish Night X. It's very packed. There's lots and lots of people. And, of course, the shiniest and some of the prettiest are standing right in front of me. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much for it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
And that's it. We're out.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Do you know what the funniest thing of America is?
What?
This is a little differences. I mean, you can get the same stuff over there that you can get over here. Only over there, it is just a little different.
Example.
All right, well, you cannot walk into a movie theater in America and order a glass of beer. You cannot even get one in a little paper cup. Here, Paris, you can get a beer at McDonald's. Do you know what they call a Royal with cheese in America?
They don't call it a Royal with cheese?
No. They've got the imperial system of measurement over there. They do not know what Royal is.
See, what do they call it?
They call it a quarter pounder with cheese.
Quarter pounder with cheese? Mais oui. And what do they call Le Big Mac?
Le Big Mac is Le Big Mac. Over there, they call it Big Mac. Big Mac!
And what do they call their weapon?
I do not know. I did not go into Burger King. Do you know what they put on French fries in America instead of mayonnaise? Ketchup.
Sous la loi! Mais oui!
All right, here we are at Fetish Night X again. Yes, I'm still at Fetish Night X. It's Aiden Saint. We're here to talk with some of the other luminaries in the fetish community here in Vancouver. These are the people that you see every day that you go to a fetish event, and we love them. And one of them looks like a military guy. I actually saluted because those are captain's bars. This is Reeve. Reeve is one of the team that does noir, fetish noir.
One of the team that does noir fetish ball. My partner in crime is downstairs because he plays at Fetish Night X as well. He's one of the DJs, Logic. Excited to be here. It's a great starting night for this event.
So do we have to salute you? Is there a protocol here? Does it involve some sort of military ritual or kneeling or some other?
No military ritual. You know, we'll talk about the proper saluting technique and all of that later.
Okay, I assume this is some sort of private backroom initiation. We'll talk later. And who else do we see? Oh, we have our esteemed photographer who always looks fantastic for our listening audience. You do photography here and are quite fabulous at it. Would you mind introducing yourself and what you do? How long you've been doing it?
Hi, my name's Michael. I have been shooting in the nightclub scene for well over 10 years now.
Well, we're all familiar with your work, actually, because you have a rather famous website, gothicbc.ca, I believe.
Yeah, gothic.bc.ca. It's been online since 1998.
1998? Holy crap. You've been out a while. You're older. That website's older than her. I've noticed the style of the photographs that you've done are fantastic. You have a great eye for capturing people's funny side, their serious side. Some of the best photographs I've ever had taken, actually, you've taken.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I try to capture people as they are. I don't want to create sort of that a freak show for other people. This is a documentation of the people for the people at the clubs, and I try to be very very sympathetic, very open. Yes, that's a good word.
Tell us about Michael.
Well, Michael is one of the first people who actually introduced me to the scene. I actually knew him through being a goth. I'm a recovering goth.
Yeah, you still have horns in your forehead. I just thought I'd point this out.
But darling, that's because tonight I am the schoolgirl from hell.
Oh, right, okay. And you actually are quite involved with noir as well.
Yes, that was not intentional. I am very, very involved with noir. That happened to be because they needed someone who was able to be a hostess and also was able to just go around and say, I'm not actually involved, and just have a good time and let's dance. And
well, it's fantastic. That's actually how my husband got involved with Queer FM.
Yes.
He just kind of, hey, would you like to be on the radio? And the rest is history. If somebody wanted to check out, let's say they come to a club, because you're at so many clubs. Which clubs do you tend to frequent?
I've always been focused on the alternative scene, the goth scene, the fetish scene. So you can find me often at Fetish Night X. I will be shooting at Restricted Fetish Night. I also shoot at Noir. I shoot at Sanctuary as well. You will occasionally find me at Descent at the Red Room.
You're just a busy guy. So your website is gothic.bc.ca.
That's right.
Your website, Reeve, is
noirvancouver.com.
Fantastic. And this is Aiden Saint. I'm here on the smoking deck at Fetish Night X. I have to get used to that. I just get so used to Sin City and F and X. Oh, nice. Very nice. We'll be right back with more Queer FM Arts Extra live here from Fetish Night X. We're here at Fetish Night X out in the patio area, and we're talking to the Lord of the Sith, Darth Vader. What a big guy. Oh, my goodness. This is an elaborate outfit. Tell us your name, if you care to, and how you came up with this. It's fantastic.
Well, Yori said my name, but it came as a one piece, which I adjusted.
Well, the helmet itself is amazing, and it must be rather difficult to see or hear. How do you do that?
It's a little darker than normal vision. It's pretty much just like wearing sunglasses.
It's an amazing costume, an amazing outfit, and it looks like you even have your life support system all ready to go. So if there is a zombie apocalypse or some sort of meteor shower, you're set. You have your helmet, you have your life support system. I have one question.
as long as the weather's fair. Reacts to a real romance by the evening air. A fragrance on her flesh. This is who she is. Don't apologize. You are to all, but you'll only have to be beautiful in the beholder's eyes.
Of course, lean toward her, whisper the choice is yours. Need I remind you that I'll have no remorse?
I understand.
Here's a kiss, sweetheart, this won't hurt a bit. I can kill it with kindness or murder it. Then I would face the time a murderer would get.
Get away with it.
Life. Are you ready for the showdown?
I want you to run away with me and experience. Promoted island, ease your mind. Oh, you're the flux solitaire in the sunshine. I like her cause she's fun. She's fearless. She's a friend of mine.
Welcome everyone to Bootlegs and B-Sides with me, Del Ran. On this show, I aim to bring you the best remixes and mashups from many different genres. I'm constantly looking out for new music to keep the show as fresh as possible. So I'm going to start tonight with a new song to me. It's from Fort Knox 5 featuring Asheru and Matt the Alien, and it's called Insight.
Universal salutations of peace transmit out from me to you. This Ash reporting live with none other than Fort Knox 5, and how do you do? I know it's been a long time. You've been waiting by the speaker for someone to spit it to your plane. But now you rock it with the best of this year, award winning, and all that goes before the name. And accolades are cool, but what's important is you feel me, really. That's my only motivation. That way I won't be rhyming just to hear myself talk, having a one-sided conversation. This is music with a meaning, party with a purpose. Being smart with the art makes the average folks nervous, but you deserve this. I figured why not? Ask you with your service, can smell the shit I got. Put your hands up and wave up in the air. Gotta get up, stand back, you just don't care. I and I got to fly, but when the band's up, fear ain't an option no more. It's time to man up. Put your hands up and wave up in the air. Gotta get up, stand back, you just don't care. I and I got to fly, but when the band's up, fear ain't an option no more. It's time to man up. In the nation's capital, you star on the map where everything is fair and the living is real. The politician's playground, you better know your way round. We all fall victim to their will and deal. For every statue, monument, or museum you see along these tree-lined streets, you see the forests of the poor who do anything and more out there just to get something to eat. Hell yeah, it's a shame, but who do you blame when the victim and the crooks could be one and the same? Your code is a joke and it's never gonna change. Hate is the new love, normal's the new strain. Yeah, you wanna change, well I take